We're up to in the Barachas Shebesuda. These are the blessings that you make during the meal. And this is in chapter Kufayin Dalet, 174. We're up to subsection 4. So now he says like this. Berach al Yayin. If you make a blessing on wine, because you have some wine before you, right? So let's say you have wine and you have other kinds, you have drinks, apple juice, and other. But you make the blessing of the wine. By the way, the first blessing comes in the wine anyways. So once you make the blessing of the wine, so according to all opinions, you need not make a blessing over the drinks. For wine will exempt all kinds of drinks. So if you have soda afterwards, you're drinking wine and you have soda, you won't make a shakol. Say that you're sitting down to the kiddush, right? You make a bor priya gofen for the wine, and then you're going to have some cake, and you're going to have, but you're not going to have any other shahakol. But then you want to take a drink of soda, a drink of water, you're not going to make a blessing, because it's all included in the blessing that you made on the wine. Everything is secondary to it. Bein b'shas asuda, bein b'shar pom. This will be applicable whether you made the blessing in the meal for the wine, then you won't have to make anyways for, I'm not sure exactly what cases, because it says drinks during the meal you don't make anyways.
But apple, bracha. Apple juice isn't gaffin.
That's true, but it's all considered secondary. Once you made for the main drink, all the other drinks are exempt.
So
exactly. Not even exempt.
You
still
the wine first.
And not only that. And when you make the wine, you don't have to make any other bracha. Lifishayayinu ikar mashka, because the main drink, wine, is considered the main. Vuresh lechol mina mashkim, that's considered the head of all the drinks. If you made a bracha for the head, you don't have to make a bracha for the secondaries. Lochein, u'ikir linyan bracha, he becomes the main. So if you have the other things, he's the main for the bracha. V'kulam tfei l'mei lov, and they're all considered secondary. Making a bracha on the wine, we don't make a bracha on anything else. But there is a condition. The condition is, v'hu she'yiyu ha'mashkin l'fonu b'shosh ha'berech l'yayin. There has to be that the other drinks should be there in front of you while you're making the bracha on the wine, so then it becomes part of it. Or even, as it says in the parentheses, oy shehoyo daitei aleim, or you had in mind to drink it, so even if it wasn't it, but you know that they're going to bring you later on something to drink, then the bracha, the gofen, includes everything. You don't have to make any other bracha on any other drinks, not food. We're talking about drinks, specifically only for drinks. So any other drink, if you made a bor priya gofen, you're done. And even if you're not setting up, you're not going to have a whole lot of wine. Ella, you just make a bor priya gofen because you drink a little wine. You drink, but you're not setting yourself up to drink wine. You're not making still l'tzorech mitzvah. So let's say you're drinking the wine for a mitzvah. You drink a little bit. You're going kiddush v'havdalah. You want to make kiddush or make havdalah, so you make the bor priya gofen for that. And v'shoyse mashkin harba acharkach. And then later on, you drink a lot of drinks afterwards. Niftarim bebirchas hayayin, they are exempt with the blessing you made on the wine. Imhoyo daita aleihem, if you had provided that you had a mind of them, ukamoshi is boyer, as it will be explained later on, that you need to have in mind.
But how long does that last? If you
or Nisbayer, he says in the
evening. You have wine in the morning, then you don't need, and then in the afternoon you have like an apple juice. Is that wine blessing in the morning going to cover that?
Very good question. Let me ask you another question. What happens if you have, okay?
I thought it was just for the meal that you're sitting down at.
Correct. I'm going to ask you the question. You're asking about the wine and the grape juice. What about the wine that you have now and the wine that you're going to drink at the end of the day? Do you still have to make one bracha? What about, you know, some of the kids? So my wife checked. Dude, did you make the bracha? Oh, I had a sandwich in the morning. No, that doesn't last. It can only last you for that, depending on what. I mean, by a meal, it lasts for 72 minutes. If you didn't bench and you didn't eat anything.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, then because of the digestive. Once it's digested, I mean, if you're eating in the middle, that's okay. It doesn't count. But if you stopped eating, so it goes through to the digestive system. By other brachas, it's less than that. It's while you're still sitting on the place. Because if you would move away, you'd have to make a new bracha. So it really depends on. So again, well, here we're talking about that you're in the same place. But it won't work for later on. Subsection Hey 5. Im shasa yayin lifnei hasuda. What happens if you drink wine before the meal? Afilu koidim shekob atzma l'suda. Even before you sat down for the meal, you just had a cup of wine before, like kiddush. What is that? It's not the meal yet, but in my kiddush, you know you're going to sit down for a meal. But we're talking about even if you didn't set up the meal, you just made a bor pri agafen, you drank some wine before the meal. You don't have to make a bracha on the wine that you're going to have within the meal. Because that has been exempt with the blessing for the wine that you had before the meal.
Well, so if you have a few drinks before dinner, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Then you don't have to make a drink. Yeah. But not only that, but we're saying it like every time when you make kiddush and you make a bor pri hagafen before the meal, you won't have to make another bor pri hagafen. If you're going to drink wine during the meal and you already made the hagafen before the meal, no hagafen is necessary.
But if you're an alcoholic and you do the Birkat HaMazon and then you want to drink again after Birkat HaMazon,
then you don't have to make it.
I have some friends, they have drinks, then they have them at the meal and then they say, let's go to my house and have drinks.
They take a little break in between drinks.
Yeah.
How about life was one big meal? Right?
All
right. Just keep on eating.
Don't
stop. You just said that if you get up, you have to do another blessing.
Well, not during the meal. We're talking about when it's a shahakol or something, which is a drink. We'll learn later on.
Yeah, good luck. All right. Keep that underwear clean.
Elaim kein loy hoyo b'daitoy tchilish tisam techasida. Unless you didn't have in mind, in other words, the bracha you make on the wine before the meal will go on the wine that you have in the meal, unless you didn't have in mind to have wine in the meal. And then you change your mind, you're having wine. So the bracha only applies if you had a mind that you were going to drink. Then you can exempt it with the bracha. Avo bistam, ein nikra nimlach. What happens, or no, you didn't think you're going to have wine, you didn't think you're not going to have wine, you just make kiddush, you don't know whether you're going to have wine or not. That's not considered, and then they bring you wine, it's not considered changing your mind. Why? Even during the weekday, it is the custom for people to serve wine in the meal, so we don't say they change your mind. Then the bracha you made before, people use wine to sort of settle the food that's in their stomach, to soak it down. So therefore, it's considered like you had it in mind, even though you didn't specifically have it in mind.
If you have apple juice before dinner or something, you make a call.
Oh.
And then you're sitting down for dinner and they go, oh, we're going to serve some wine. You got to make the bracha then?
Good, that's a good question. Here we're talking about wine. But not about other drinks. We're not talking about other drinks. We're not talking. So what would be the din? You're asking me if you had a cup of apple juice before the meal, and then he wants to go wash, and then have another cup of apple juice. Certain. So the same thing will apply. But if he had a, he might have to make a bracha chrona first. Let's see what he's going to say inside. Hamavdil al shulchanoi. So let's say somebody who's making havdalah by his table, that's close to his meal and the place of his meal. He's making havdalah. He's going to eat soon, Mlava Malka, and the place where he's going to eat, he's making havdalah. So he doesn't have to make on the wine that he's going to drink in the meal from the Havdalah. Now over here it's questionable with Havdalah. Why? Because Havdalah is really separating the Shabbos. It's different. Kiddush, the wine is before the meal. That comes to the meal. But here it's actually saying goodbye to the Shabbos, and now it's a weekday meal. So some say, so since the wine of Havdalah is not coming...
Right?
Sure.
But it's not a meal per se, Havdalah.
Yeah, but it's also not, but he gives another reason there. It's not coming for drinking, the main thing. Separate, the reason may it's come for a mitzvah. Because you're making Havdalah. That's what they mean. Unless you're on the table, after you set yourself on the table, so then if you're making it, then the Hagafa will help. Or after you wash your hands, and you're making Havdalah after you wash your hands before you start the meal, this washing of the hands is considered the beginning of setting of the meal. Even though he hasn't yet actually sat down at the table, that would be even if he washed his hands in he made Havdalah in another room, al derech she is bayir, similar to what we explained.
But if you have apple juice after Havdalah, is that blessing over the wine in Havdalah cover that, or it's...
It should, okay, so you know, perhaps that's a good, that's a very good question. Perhaps in this case it will depend on these two opinions, whether it applies to it or not, whether just because if it's a mitzvah, can it exempt even its wine? Forget about exempting other stuff. Good question. Let me think about it. Let's go finish over here, and then we'll get a good idea of what he's saying. V'yesh lochush lidivreihem. We should worry for their opinion, for their word. L'chatchila. Shekshamavdil kodesh kveatzmu l'suda. If you're making avdala before you're setting up for the meal, yikavin shel liftu b'rachazu ayan shel chasuda. He should have in mind not to fulfill for the wine that he's drinking in the meal, because he's not sure that he can fulfill it, the obligation. So have in mind, I'm not going to fulfill with this bracha the wine I drink later, then he'll make a second bracha later. But after the fact, if you did not have in mind, and you don't have to make a bracha the wine that's in the middle of the meal, because when we have a doubt of the rabbis, we are lenient. But medvarim amurim, this is only talking about the wine of Avdolah, Yain Avdolah. Shein Shaykh L'Suda, that's not connected, because the Avdolah is not before a meal. The Avdolah is separating the Shabbos. Avol Yain Kiddush, but when we're talking about wine of Kiddush, they're making Kiddush, Ho Yilvu Shaykh L'Suda, that's connected to the meal. Why Shein Kiddush El Mokum Suda? Kiddush has to come where there's a meal, because you can't, if you make Kiddush and then you're not going to eat anything, then the Kiddush, you have to make Kiddush again. So that's why you always need mizonos. So then all opinions will say that you're going to exempt the wine that's in the meal. I feel kiddush koyim shkavat musuda. Even if you made the kiddush before you set for the meal, afal pisha yain zayin el shtir l'mitzvah. Even though the wine is for a mitzvah, you're not drinking the kiddush because you want to drink wine. You're drinking the kiddush because you got to make kiddush. But still, it's connected to the meal. So the bracha that you make bar prayer gofen on the wine will exempt you all the wine that you're going to drink in the meal. Of course, if somebody in the weekday, you don't have to make Kiddush. If you drink wine in the weekday before the meal, that is drinking. Why are you drinking wine? You want to drink that you will exempt the wine which is in the meal. Even if you made a bracha on it before you set up for the meal, that bor priya gofen that you made is going to be sufficient. Now, we don't have to exempt any of the other drinks of the meal, because that's exempt anyways, because it's part of the meal. The meal, you don't make a bracha for drinks anyway, so that wouldn't be necessary. But the Rebbe brings down the parenthesis, the condition is, even during the weekday, Shabir Makam Suda, that the blachasin came in the place where you're eating. You're making the bracha in the room that you're going to be eating there. But if you're going from room to room, you have to go back and make a bracha. Unless you drank the amount which would require you to make the one blessing way in Gimel, which is the bracha achrona, and didn't make a bracha. So some people say that you don't have to go make another bracha by pragofen. Yes, this as we will learn in Kufayin Ches, that you can rely on their opinion, b'diavet, that you won't have to make another bracha in Sif Gimel. Even in that room, im yotze mena ben tayim, if you walk out in between, over there the issue is, do you have to make another bracha? You make a bar priya gofen over here, and then you walk out of the room, and you come back to the room. Do you have to make a new bracha? Because you're not in trouble. He said before, if you leave your place, so the question becomes, with regards to wine, there's a question over there. So depending on those two things, it would also depend on whether your bracha bar priya gofen exempts the drinks that you're going to drink during the meal. But if you have in mind, I'm drinking in this room the wine, I'm going to exempt the wine that I'm going to drink in the other room, you would be exempting even l'chatchila. If both of these rooms are in one home, there are two rooms in one home, then you could exempt, if you have in mind. Before we were talking about you didn't have a mind, you just drank wine. And then you're going into the next room, then you wouldn't exempt it because you left the place that you're Makom Suda. But if you have in mind that you're going to continue in the other place, then that would exempt it just by itself.